Open Windows, January the 4th. The Unshakable Divine Life. In Hebrews 12:27, we read, "The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain." In the destruction of Jerusalem, towards which the letter to the Hebrews pointed, the whole earth was shaken so far as Jewry was concerned. The temple, as the focal point of that whole world, crashed even to the ground. The priesthood, as gathered up in the high priestly order, passed away. The temple service ended, and the nation ceased to be an integrated and unified people. These were things capable of being removed. And yet how long they had stood! What forces they had withstood! What confidence there was that they could never cease to be! How assured they were that God was so bound up with it all that it could never be destroyed and cease to be! How they fought and clung to it, to the last terrible extremity! But it was of no avail. God was no longer wanting the framework and earthly system which had taken so much room and energy and expenditure before the really spiritual was reached. The percentage of spiritual values was so small after all, and spiritual interests lay so far along the labyrinth of religious material and tradition that it was not worthwhile. The means to the end was not immediate. That is, there was too big a distance between the means and the end. There was no immediate touch with the real divine requirement, and there was far too much that was immediate. And so it had to go. And rather than preserve it, God himself shook it. What remained after the shaking was just that. And that only, which was Christ in a spiritual and heavenly way. Christ in heaven, and here by his Spirit, the gathering point or occasion of assembling. Christ in heaven, the high priest and sacrifice. The order of God's house here, a purely spiritual and heavenly one. Not formal, arranged, imposed, imitated or material. Order grows out of life, and if that life is divine and unchecked, divine order will be spontaneous.